Romeo Yankee Lima, K4RYL Mobile, downtown Greenville.
Hell, this is N0TR. The name here is Tom. Oh, it's 96 degrees down here in Taylor's. Over.
Yeah, it sounds like it's nice and comfortable. Name on this end is Rylan, Romeo Yankee Lima, Alpha November Delta. In my truck, it's saying 99 degrees. I don't know how accurate truck or vehicle thermometers are, though. I don't know how they get the temperature. I don't think it's quite the normal way.
No, Roland, actually, they're very accurate. They're surprising enough. Let me turn my radio down here in the background. They're very close. More accurate than a lot of these that are in the banks and stuff. I don't know exactly what kind of transducer they use. It could be a thermistor, it could be a diode, it could be any number of things, but they seem to work really reliable. Unless you've been in the garage, like in our basement, and then come outside and drive down the road and says 75 degrees when it's 90.
Yeah, the thing is, I've definitely not been in the garage at any point here recently. I don't have one at my house, and don't have to park it in the parking garage or anything like that, so... It's definitely been out in the sun. Yeah, it's saying 99 right now. I just ran out for lunch and all that stuff. Lunch break there from the office. A little bit of a later lunch break, but it's been a wild Monday. So we're just out there doing a little bit of running around, and then it's back to the office for a few hours.
That's good. You're working anyways. It's just when you get my age, it's pills and bills. And Bernice and I have been to another. Two doctor's appointments this morning, so one for her and one for me. Equal rights, you know. But I've heard you talk to Patrick before. He's a close friend of ours, and I talked to him on the net the other night, and that was about it. And he's doing great.
Good to hear. What's Patrick's call sign? I'm still trying to put names and call signs together. I actually just sent in my application there and then paid the money to join the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. So I should be trying to make it to the next meeting next time y'all have one, I guess, first Monday of the month.
His call is KO4HKX, and he's in Brevard. Yeah, I'm sure you're aware of that. He did drive a Mack Tool truck and is getting out of that business, I believe. But really, really great guy. And we just met him on the radio. But I'm like you. A lot of times I remember call signs and I can't remember names. I remember your call sign there. And yes, I've been a member of the Blue Ridge Club for about 15 years now. And I don't attend meetings anymore. They're at night, and I got to go cross town. And like I said, I'm pretty old. I'm 77, so I can drive at night okay. I got 20/20 vision. I had my eyes lasered. But I don't know. I'm from Kansas, Roland. We're a little slow, you know, with this traffic stuff. This is N0TR Mobile.
And all that. When you gave me the call sign, the name for Patrick, yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about now. I think my more towards call signs also. But the good thing is I'm starting to recognize voices and stuff like that. So everything like that. Down there in Charleston, you probably heard me say this before. It's really nice to have repeaters that are actually being used, that somebody's monitoring and is there for and all that stuff, and somebody comes back if you throw your call out, and I'll hear other QSOs going on and all that stuff. So that's the nice part about being back up here in the upstate.
And we got a real good head guy, administrator, W4DJW, Dave. And I'll be passing his house in just a few minutes here. We're headed home. And... we live up between Lake Robinson and Lake Cunningham, and been there 15 years now. We had good repeaters up in Kansas, and I belong to the clubs up there. And I don't know if you're into HF, but the Greer Amateur Radio Club is an excellent club with some extremely fine amateur radio operators in it. You can really learn a lot of things if you go to their meetings.
Sounds cool. Yeah, I K4RYL Friday. Yeah, I do like HF. The only problem is, I tried to do HF there. I was a technician forever, doing pretty much just VHF, UHF, and doing satellites and all that stuff, and you really don't need anything above technician for that. But upgraded with grand plan for getting into HF and all that stuff, and then the last place I lived didn't really have a good place to throw a wire up a tree and all that in order to kind of have a fixed HF thing. But I do have a pop-up HF that I can pop up at the house, but currently without a single purpose HF radio, especially one of any appreciable power or anything like that. I do have my little Yaesu 818s that I use for satellites that I guess I could use for HF, but I'd have to run the coax out a window and pop up the vertical. I don't have anywhere to really put an antenna and can't with where I live right now. So VHF, UHF, and doing satellites and stuff like that, and being able to run out of the house and work them and all that, that's pretty cool doing that, and it also doesn't require having to wire anything up outside or anything like that. Just walk out, work the satellite, and come back in the house, or when I'm doing VHF, UHF here in the truck driving around, that's pretty nice, too.
Yeah, listen for N4DJC in Delta Juliet Charlie. He is very knowledgeable on satellite stuff. Well, whom do you work for, may I ask, or what's your occupation? I'm a retired electrician, industrial electrician, and electronic technician. I mainly worked in large machine shops.
I grew up in the upstate and went to Clemson University, and then about 20 years ago, just a little over 20 years ago, I moved to Charleston and got a job. I got a job as working for FedEx, driving for FedEx when I was in the end parts of college, and stayed with it and wound up getting recruited by a company in Charleston, and kind of worked my way up through the ranks doing logistics and all that stuff. And now I got an opportunity to move back home for a company that makes water filters and water filtration equipment out there right over the line in Malden, and I'm the logistics manager for the company. So I'm new back in town as of about 2.5 weeks ago, something like that, and kind of getting my bearings with that job and all that, but also enjoying being back home in the upstate. It's nice. I mean, you know, I think about the only thing I miss about Charleston is having the beach so close, but it's so expensive down there, and the cost of living's ridiculous. So it's going to be one of those things. If you really want to go to the beach, just jump in the truck and go down there and do it for a weekend or something like that, and then come back. So I can't say I miss too much of the rest of it, though, just with the expense and all that stuff. So this is K4RYL Friday.
This is N0TR Mobile. Well, I tell you, Roland, I was in the United States Navy, and I was in the flight crew, and I've seen all the oceans that I ever care to be in. I like the looks of them and all that, but in Kansas, you could go swimming in the old strip mines and that, and they were nice, and they were clean, and they didn't have stuff that could eat you. So that was my preference. When I was overseas in South Vietnam and that, I was flying a lot, and I'll tell you, I worried more about getting eaten by the sharks if I had to ditch or bail out than I did crank. Because if you survived the crash, the sharks would eat you. They had every breed in the world over there, I think. But, oh well, we had life rafts, and I don't think they had a good taste for that, but... Well, that's wonderful. Kudos to you. You've done a great job. And I enjoyed my career as a submarine warfare operator in the Navy. And then after I got out of that, I worked at selling electrical apparatus for coal mines for a year. And then I went to a company and worked for 32 years. And was the head electrician there. And they shut it down after it had been in business 125 years. And then I worked for a printing company for a year, and they laid off 9 of us because of an efficiency expert. And then I left there. I think the next thing I done was 4 years at a wheel plant. And during the recession, they shut it down, sent it to Mexico. I worked as an electronic technician there. And then worked in a hospital for my last year. But we moved down here to be near our youngest daughter and family and grandkids and all. And we really love it down here. Great people.
Extensive work experience you got there across a multitude of different industries. You got me beat. When I started looking for stuff, I kind of started getting an eye. You know, it was so expensive living in Charleston that I kind of started looking for cheaper homes, cheaper place to live, stuff like that. And the upstate is got enough going on to where it's still fun, but it's definitely cheaper than Charleston and all that. So I got into shipping and have kind of worked my way into the office side of it. In the past 15 years, got out of the truck and all that stuff, and kind of went from all kinds of different stuff, from logistics planning and all that stuff. And the cool thing is the company I work for now, I've never been on the side. I've always been the shipper. I've never worked on the side of the company that's doing the shipping, that's producing a product. So it's a little new to me, but it's nothing I can't handle. So far, having a pretty good time. So, I can understand. If you're in the Navy, you probably get tired of looking at the ocean. I'm the same way, though. I love the lakes, like Lake Kiwi, stuff like that, where you got lakes that are clear and you can see the bottom, and there's nothing in there trying to eat you. So that's I would go to the beach, and you're always thinking, because you see shark fins pop up, stuff like that, and I'm like, that. Moving up here, I was like, you won't see any shark fins popping up in any of the lakes around here. At least you shouldn't.
Yeah, I was stationed in Jacksonville for a while, and I'd go down to Jack's Beach or Daytona Beach on my motorcycle. I was still single back then. But our granddaughter just graduated from Ohio State University, and she has a degree in logistics. And then she also has a minor in German. I think it is in British. Yeah. She speaks fluent German. And so she's done that. And she's got a lot of talents. But she wanted to stay in that area. And she says there are no jobs up there right now, which I doubt is the truth. But she likes horses. So she's managing a horse farm and also starting a new company for them. I kind of thought that was a waste of a lot of money, but she'll move on. She's crazy about them horses. She did jumping horses and all that all of her life when she was young, and she's still young. So she's got a lot of time to adjust, but that logistics, that sounds like a really good thing. It really does. Roland, we're at home. So I'm going to let you go and go inside and have a cup of coffee and one of Bernice's muffins or something. And it's really been a pleasure visiting with you. And if you're up this way, stop by and holler at us. This is N0TR, clear with your final.
I appreciate the QSO and all that stuff and keeping me company while I'm out riding around, rolling around town. It's probably the perfect place to leave it also, because getting close to where I'm going. So anyway, perfect place to leave it. And we'll definitely chat later. This is K4RYL, Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Lima. And 73, you stay cool and enjoy that coffee. Have a good one.
Okay, Roland, thanks. I might say N0TR, my name is Tom Rouse, so the TR is my initials. And I've had that about 35 years, and I'm very lucky to get it. And never dreamed when I wrote it down that I'd get it, because at that time they asked you to put down 25 choices. And I think I put down 3 and I got it. Anyways, yeah, I'm good on QRZ, and like I said, we live up here in the north part of Greer. our engineering daughter for GE. She lives down the south part of Greer. Take care, Roland. K4RYL and 0GR clear.